The city of Brantford declared during a special council meeting on November 22nd that November 25th will be recognized as the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. The motion was moved by Councillor Mandy Samwell, and she read the motion before City Council and spoke on why violence is the biggest gender inequality rights issue for women, girls, and gender diverse individuals.
1 in 3 women will experience gender-based violence in their lifetime, and these numbers increase exponentially for Black, Indigenous, and women of color. And whereas COVID-19 pandemic has increased barriers to support and services for survivors of gender-based violence and their children, and whereas last year in Ontario, every 13 days, a woman or a child was killed by a man known to them, with a majority of them being their current or former intimate partner.
The city of Brantford rose a Wrapped in Courage campaign flag in recognition that the courage of women alone is not enough, and it takes an entire community to end gender-based violence. Natasha Dobler, executive director for Nova Vita Domestic Violence Prevention Services, spoke at the flag-raising ceremony and spoke on what the community needs to do to combat the issue of violence against women. Dobler said in 2019, Brantford had the highest rate in Ontario for police-reported incidents for intimate partner violence and the fourth highest in Canada.
In 2019, Brantford had the highest rate in Ontario for police-reported incidents of intimate partner violence and the fourth highest in Canada. Nobody wants to come and use our services. Nobody. But when they do need our services, they're grateful. They're grateful that we're there to answer that call. But we can't do it alone. We need community members like all of you here. We need our politicians. We need community organizations. We need businesses. We all need to support the work.
Kevin Davis also spoke at the event and spoke on why the issue is so important for the community to address.
I'd like to say a few words to add to what you have said, Natasha. And first of all, why is it we're wearing purple scarves today? I think we should be reminded of why we're doing that. And the color purple in this context, it represents the courage it takes a woman to leave relationship that has these components to abuse. And so it's a symbol to those women who are trying to make a change in their lives to escape this kind of abuse. They don't stand alone, that we support them. And Natasha's quite correct. In Ontario, on average, it's about close to one woman per week is murdered or very seriously injured because of abuse and violence. It's the number two or number three reason for emergency calls to police. I experienced that myself. The simple line belongs, I call it police. So at every second call, we were dealing with a domestic.